Mountain. I'm a computer hardware consultant. What's a computer hardware? Well, this is, said the druid, tapping the rock with a sandaled foot. Part of one, anyway. It's a replacement. I'm delivering it. They're having trouble with the big circles up on the vortex planes. So they say, anyway. I wish I had a bronze talk for every user who didn't read the manual. He shrugged. What use is it, then, exactly? Asked Rincewind. Anything to keep his mind off the drop below. You can use it to tell you what time of year it is, said Bellerophon. Ah, you mean if it's covered in snow, then it must be winter. Yes. I mean, supposing you wanted to know when a particular star is going to rise. Why? Said Twoflower, radiating polite interest. Well, maybe you want to know when to plant your crops, said Bellerophon, sweating a little. Or maybe... I'll lend you my almanac, if you like, said Twoflower. Almanac? It's a book that tells you what day it is, said Rincewind wearily. It'd be right up your ley line. Bellerophon stiffened. Book? He said. Like, with paper? Yes. That doesn't sound very reliable to me, said the druid nastily. How can a book know what day it is? Paper can't count. He stamped off to the front of the rock, causing it to wallow alarmingly. Rincewind swallowed hard and beckoned Twoflower closer. "Have you ever heard of culture shock?" he hissed. "What's that?" "It's what happens when people spend 500 years trying to get a stone circle to work properly, and then someone comes up with a little book with a page for every day and little chatty bits saying things like, "Now is a good time to plant broad beans," and "Early to rise, early to bed makes a man healthy, wealthy, and dead." And do you know what the most important thing to remember about culture shock? Rincewind paused for breath and moved his lips, silently trying to remember where the sentence had got to. Is, he concluded. What? Don't give it to a man flying a 1,000-ton rock. Has it gone? Trumon peered cautiously over the battlements of the Tower of Art, the great spire of crumbling masonry that loomed over Unseen University. The cluster of students and instructors of magic far below nodded. Are you sure? The bursar cupped his hands and shouted. It broke down the hubward door and escaped an hour ago, sir, he yelled. Wrong, said Trumon. It left. We escaped. Well, I'll be getting down then. Did it get anyone? The bursar swallowed. He was not a wizard, but a kind, good-natured man who should not have had to see the things he had witnessed in the past hour. Of course, it wasn't unknown for small demons, coloured lights, and various half-materialised imaginings to wander around the campus. But there had been something about the implacable onslaught of the luggage that had unnerved him. Trying to stop it would have been like trying to wrestle a glacier.
It swallowed the Dean of Liberal Studies, sir, he shouted.
Trumon brightened. It's an ill wind, he murmured. He started down the long spiral staircase. After a while he smiled, a thin, tight smile. The day was definitely improving. There was a lot of organising to do, and if there was something Trumon really liked, it was organising. The rock swooped across the high plains, whipping snow from the drifts a mere few feet below. Bellerophon scuttled about urgently, smearing a little mistletoe ointment here, chalking a rune there, while Rincewind cowered in terror and exhaustion, and Twoflower worried about his luggage.
"Up ahead!" screamed the druid above the noise of the slipstream. "Behold, the great computer of the skies!"
Rincewind peered between his fingers. On the distant skyline was an immense construction of grey and black slabs, arranged in concentric circles and mystic avenues, gaunt and forbidding against the snow. Surely men couldn't have moved those nascent mountains. Surely a troop of giants had been turned to stone by some... It looks like a lot of rocks, said Twoflower. Bellerophon hesitated in mid-gesture. What? He said. It's very nice, added the tourist hurriedly. He sought for a word. Ethnic, he decided. The druid stared.